Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to a New Day radio show where the dialogue is authentic, host is passionate, and we help you to become empowered, inspired, resilient, and transformed. Yes, our focus is to change our world by transforming one business and one life at a time. Now, here is your host, author, columnist, reinvention coach, entrepreneur, teacher, and speaker, Dr. Daphne Clark Hudson.
Well, good morning. It is Wednesday again, and it is raining cats and dogs here in Connecticut. I know the spring flowers are just smiling. The daffodils are up, and they're just so excited for all the moisture. So for those of you who are probably traveling, just be cautious, because the roads are a bit slippery and everything like that. So we just want you to arrive at your destination safely. And for those of you that are listening on your smartphones, be careful to put your earpiece in so that you will listen to us safely and arrive to where you're going safely. It's always an honor to come back and serve you this morning. I was blessed to be among some amazing women this past weekend, Robin Roberts, Star Jones, and lots and lots of other powerful women. Barbara Cochran from the Shark Tank, and the list goes on, Dr. Terry Kennedy, the list goes on and on and on. And you're probably asking yourself, where did I get that opportunity? Well, I was blessed to be part of the National Association of Professional Women amazing conference at the Marriott Marquis in New York City. And it's just a blessing to witness women who have overcome and is still soaring, and it gives you the energy and the tolerance and the patience to know that if you continue running your race and stay in your lane, you too will be able to tell your story. And if you are in Connecticut, I want you to reach out to me, because I am blessed to be the president for the Litchfield County chapter of the National Association of Professional Women. And we are hosting at the Litchfield Inn on May the 20th, starting at 5 p.m. We are hosting a spring cheese and wine reception right there at the Litchfield Inn at 432 Bantam Road. So stop on by. The event is only $20, and that gets you the appetizers and a red or white wine. And those who need other cocktails will be able to order them directly from the bistro restaurant. So I'm looking forward to you joining us there. And if you want more information, you check me out, and I'll give you more information how you can become permanently involved with that.
In the course of this life, some friends you gain, some you lose. In the back of your mind, you're looking for love, but found the blues. That's why I've come from far away, take away the blues. And I've come to say, somebody. I want to be more than just a friend. I want to be more than someone special. 'Cause special friends sometimes they won't understand.
You know, especially this morning with all the dampness and the rain, I know this is a morning when you need more than a friend. You want to be cuddling up and just be warm. And we are here this morning to do just that for you. We want to be more than a friend. We want to be your mentor. We want to be your coach. We want to be the one that is giving you all the needed information to help you propel your life to the next level and also your career to the next level. So today's episode, we will be dealing with finding the sweet spot to your power as an entrepreneur. Finding the sweet spot to your power as an entrepreneur. And I had invited a few colleagues to be with me to share this information. However, I am not sure who will be calling in because they have other things that they were committed to. However, if they finish with their commitment on time, they will be calling in. And when they do, we will welcome them. The chat room is open, and you may be part of the conversation too. I'm sure you have a few things that you yourself have been doing and you can share. And maybe if you're not realizing what they are yet, as soon as I start with the list, it will jog your memory, and I want to hear from you. And you may be part of that conversation by calling 646-915-8166. And today is the day when we tie up the 6-year celebration that I've been doing here on the radio. I have been on this platform 6 years, and I am so grateful for all the opportunities, for all the amazing people that I have met. I honor you. I thank you all for helping me to grow. And I will make a commitment to continue doing this. And I want to always play full out. Full out. I always want to play full out. No matter what, I want to play full out. So unless Daddy tells me that I need to do something differently, I am continuing to serve you here. So thanks for all of your support. I want to encourage you to donate to the Breakfast Feeding Program, which is founded through the Empowering People Foundation, Inc. And the Breakfast Feeding Program is for the Carmel School in Jamaica, West Indies. And you can get more information at http://www.gofundme.com/1G4M38. And that's where you can give your donation. For every $5 that you give, $5 will provide breakfast for 3 kids each morning. 3 breakfasts for 3 kids will cost us $5. So if you have 1, try find 4 more people that have another dollar. And together you all can give that $5 and feed a child. Feed 3 children breakfast for 1 morning. You can also visit http://1G4M38 Power Up for Profits podcast.com /007. And that's where 007-DR-Daphne-Clark-Hudson. And there you will hear a podcast I'm on, Bigger Than You and Me. Bigger Than You and Me. So check it out, download it, share it, share it, share it. And leave a remark. Let me know what your thoughts are. Bigger Than You and Me. So please share that, share that, share that, share that. So now we're talking about finding the sweet spot to your power as an entrepreneur. We all have sweet spot. We all have secret sauces. However, we sometimes forget we have those things and we get sidetracked and we get caught up into the hustle and bustle of what's going on around us. And we sometimes blame others for what is happening in our lives and in our business. I have found out that by focusing on those power triggers, as I may call them, and, you know, sweet spot, because every time I harness these practices, find out that I always come out a winner. So I decide that I want to just share with you a few things that has worked for me as an entrepreneur over these years. You all know that the first thing I'm going to tell you to do is to get a journal where you list everything. Document everything in that journal. Everything that has to do with your life and everything that has to do with your business. Also, list in that journal, when are you at your highest? What's going on in your life? What keeps you excited? What gets you up in the morning? List all those things. Also, as you identify those things, I want you to think about how can you elevate those things? Can you position them in order to get more out of the experience when you apply these things? The next thing, I want you to also list what's going on in your life when you are at your lowest. What has to happen for you to curl up in bed with the covers over your head? You don't want to call a customer. You don't want to do anything. Identify those things. And also, I want for you to identify the resources that will help you to those behaviors. There is nothing that is happening in our lives that we cannot resolve. However, we need to tap into the right resources that will help us to resolve those situations that is no longer serving us well. So you're identifying what is happening when you're at your highest and what's at your lowest. Now, as you do those things, you're probably going to be surprised, because if you're honest to yourself, you are going to be recognizing some things that you were neglecting all along. And you're going to be saying, oh, my heavens, I can't believe I've been doing X, Y, and Z for so long. It's okay. You don't need to beat up on yourself or be judgmental about it. You identify it and you say, now that I know it, here is what I'm going to do to fix that. All right. So now, we have all found our passion, while we connect to our passion and we decide we have been called to do X, Y, and Z. We identify the reason we were called to do that, and we come to the decision that, hey, I no longer want to work a job. I am called to do this thing, and I am going in. I want to welcome guest 229 to the show. And you say to yourself, well, I am called to do this. I have been doing this for a long time as a hobby, and now I have been instructed to now create this into a business. So, you know, making a decision is not always easy, especially when you are in a quote-unquote well-paying job. You don't want to give up the comfort and the security. So you are actually taking a chance on you. You're taking a chance to believe in you, in your capabilities. So right here, here's what I want you to do next. I want you to now list all the qualities that you possess that will help you to excel in this business. I want you to also identify added learnings that you need to acquire in order to be the best at what you will be doing. Do you need mentors? Yes. Do you need coaches? Of course. Because coaches and mentors are independent outside of your family members and friends. They are not going to tell you what you want to hear to be happy, but they are going to tell you what you need to hear to help you stretch. They will be the ones who tell you before you open your door for business, here is what I suggest you get in place first. And I tell you, for every time that happens for me, I am saying, thank God I was able to discuss this with my coach before. Because a lot of times we get so excited about what we are going to be doing, and we always are not looking at all the puzzles and how securely they fit into place. So it's always good to have someone to bounce it off on, someone who will able to give you the different options that they're looking at and to see where you stand right in all the equation that they're looking at. Do you have it all together for this, that, or the other? Do you have the support team in place to help you to pull it off? Do you know who it is for, and do you know why? All right. So once you are called and you decide that you're all in, this is the easy part, to list all those things, right? And I have found out that when I spend the time to list all those things and take my time, it works out beautifully. Focusing on the outcome of what we are about. You know, I have found out that life is like a labyrinth. You know that that diagram thing that you walk? They are at most retreat centers. Life is really like a labyrinth. And the path to success, completion of our goal may be filled with blind alleys and dead ends. And this is one of the reasons why I decide that I want to talk about this topic, because a lot of times I know entrepreneurs are out there viewing themselves and their businesses on like other people are. And I have found out that I need to run my race, stay in my lane, and do me the best way I can and get the help and support, right? And I know for every time that I encounter those blind alleys and dead ends, part of my coach and mentors are what help me to come back again. There are times when these things happen, and I'm here to tell you, had I not been working with a coach or a mentor, I would have lost my heart. Honestly. And a lot of times, it's not easy when these things happen, especially if you give your job up. I found out if I keep too much focus on the desired outcome, I would not be where I am today. I have to adopt the attitude of living in the moment, just today. What am I accomplishing today? What am I accomplishing in this moment? Right here, 10:22 a.m., I am in this conversation. I'm not worried about 11 a.m. Right now, I am giving my best. Is my best good enough? You know, a lot of times people tell me, you do the radio show different. This is different and that is different. And it, for me, it's a blessing that God has called me to be the facilitator of this authentic conversation. Because I tell you, this is one of my biggest sweet spots that I have here. I am on the radio for 6 years, and I have had guests from over 26 countries, and nothing has changed in the way that I conduct the conversation with them. And it is always a winning conversation that stirs their life and can help them to design and to tell their story. You know, what's your sweet spot? Your sweet spot might not be authentic conversation. Your sweet spot might not be intuitive. But what's your sweet spot? Identify it. If you are not sure, ask people, how do you see me? When I am working, give me some feedbacks that you observe in me. How does that make you feel? And get people talking about it. And you can go back and you can begin to observe. Create a list of all the things that clients or associates or people that you network with or mastermind with tells you. And you can begin at that stage to create a list of all of your sweet spots that people has pointed out to you. And then once you begin to get an idea, you will start to create that list for yourself. Hold in your mind what you want to pull. What I mean by that, you know the outcome that you are looking for. And it probably will take you a little time to identify that. You probably want to look and say, well, how am I approaching people to tell them about what I do? I've been doing this for the past 3 months. It's not working. Let me try something new. Let me try something different. Trying until you find that sweet spot that works for you. I find out that before I go out to approach people, I stand in front of my mirror. Until today, I've been doing business for a while, and even until this date, I still do that. I repeat it in the mirror. I look on the expression on my face and my body, and I see what others are seeing. So you got to model for yourself, because I've found out that for every time that I am extremely excited about what I do, the people that I am sharing it with get super excited alongside me. So again, excitement and happiness, two of my sweet spots that I use. People want to be around you when you're happy and excited. Whether you make any money in your business or not, that is really not the point. You need to appreciate what you're doing and be excited about it when you share with people. People normally are not going to be asking you, well, how much you made last week. When I share with people about how I can help them to tell their story, how I can help them reinvent that which is no longer serving them good, once I show them the value, that is what I use to get them. And the other thing that I've been using too is when I'm honest and tell people, I really don't know whether we're a match or not, so we need to get into a conversation, because there is no way I can tell you how much it's going to be for me to work with you unless I know whether I can deliver. So honesty is another sweet spot that gives you the power. When you're honest, you don't go chasing the almighty dollar. When you're honest, whether you have a client or not, the next person that comes into conversation with you, you're not looking to see them take their checkbooks out and write you a big check. You're looking to see how I can add value to their lives and to help them improve that. And once you show an individual how you can enhance their lives and help them to enhance the lives of their family, because for every time that one family member benefits from something, it spills over to other people in the family. And that's what we need to do as entrepreneurs. How do I bring value to you? Many times you go to a restaurant and you make sure you go to that restaurant when your special waitress that you like is working. You want to be sure you sit in her area because you like how she serves, you like how she greets you and your family and engage you in a conversation. So why you think that is so? That waitress or waiter has identified their sweet spot and how to interact with their customers. And they keep doing it all the time. And why? Because a lot of waitresses, they depend greatly on their tips. So they know that once they give excellent service and they engage you and let you feel welcome, and sometimes you feel as if you are part of their family, they know that you will generously compensate them for that. So there are, you know, quite a few reasons right there why you must find your sweet spot, because that is what will help you retain your clients. I tell you, we can no longer depend on price for client retention. We have to depend greatly on the client's experience. The experience is what will help them to always come back to us. All right? The other thing I want to point out as you keep identifying your sweet spot, you need to uncover the why beneath your what. I mentioned a few weeks ago, I did an episode talking about knowing your why. So now, you also need to create the why beneath your what and document that. And you're going to keep going back to these lists that we created here. And you're going to identify these things. Why did I want to do that instead of the other? And if you mess up, you mess up. You tell yourself you mess up. Because the important thing is that you identify it. And if that didn't work for you, you know why it did not work. And you say, well, here, I am glad I found this out, and here is what I can do to adjust this. One of the other things I know is very important as we identify our sweet spots, there are some of us operate differently in certain environment. And you find out that there are times when we need to change our environment. Some people will excel out in the meadow. You see some people want to write and they go slam bam right in the middle of the meadow. And that's their sweet spot. For me, my sweet spot is by the water. I go and I sit by the water and my creativity just starts to flow, to flow, to flow, to flow. And so much so that oftentimes when I'm doing retreat, I always do my best to secure a location that sits close to the water. Not only is it stimulating my sweet spot, but it helps my recipient and participants to gain more as well. So these, a lot of the things I'm sharing with you are really not rocket science. However, because you have not took the time before to identify these things, and you don't know how you are leaving nuggets. You are leaving gem on the table, and these gems are gems that can help you to stand out in what you are doing. These gems is what connect people to you. Your voice, your image. I'm from the West Indies, and I know that there's some real spice in my voice. It's like a music. That's a blessing that I got from my culture. So my voice will attract some people, and some people it might not be attracting. So I utilize that when I can. You know, people, I was on the phone yesterday with somebody from Verizon, I think it was, and she said to me, "Excuse me, ma'am, may I ask you a personal question?" And I say, "Go right ahead." She said, "Where are you from?" And I said to her, "Where do you think I'm from?" And she said, "Jamaica." I said, "Ah, there you go." And she said, "Oh, I heard that music in your voice because that's where my husband is from, and sometimes I hear the same thing in his voice as well." So even your culture can create a sweet spot for you and give you power over the situation. All right? However, if you do not document these things, you really don't know the gems that you have there. So find out what works for you and use it. I know I'm sharing my list with you this morning. However, there's a high possibility that some of the things I will mention here won't work for you. That's all right. They're only intended to jog your memory so that you can identify for yourself those that work for you. Check your sense of humor. Are you someone that's always so wan, wound up that you can't even smile? Find out what helps you to create a laugh. Sometimes you just need to laugh because you feel to laugh. It is healthy to laugh. Nobody has to give me a joke for me to laugh. Sometimes I just sit down and I just laugh hysterically, because it's the healthy thing to do. So practice laughing. Find your cosmic sense of humor, because it is there. Peel back the onion, peel back the onion until you find it. And once you find it, do not let it go. Always create an environment for creativity. One of the ways that I do that, I bought an easel and I promised myself I'm going to start painting. I need to get busy and do that. However, one of the ways that I demonstrate my creativity is in the kitchen. Without exaggeration, every day I create something new. It's either something to drink or something that I cook. But I am here to tell you, every day I am working on my craft in the kitchen. I remember years ago, I crocheted. So what is it? What kind of a craft you have that you can demonstrate? That is another sweet spot that will help you to tap into your power. Share it with people. Let people know what your likes and dislikes are, and they will help you along the way. Again, every sweet spot you identify, write it down. I also realized the importance of mindfulness. Mindfulness came from my spiritual upbringing, my religious upbringing, and I have found out the advantages of daily meditation, daily journaling, and scripting the result that I need for each day. I remember years ago when I did Mary Kay Cosmetics, and back then they teach us how to do your 10 most important things list and just work with those things and to move things up. And as I continue on this journey of personal development and reinvention, I learned about making your intentions known. Making your intentions known. And this takes this whole 10 most important things list to a whole different level. I found a sweet spot there that I never knew existed. Never knew it existed. So, it is never too late to learn. Never too late to learn. The information is there, and you just have to make yourself available to get it. And be open and receptive to try something new. I learned about it, and I must tell you, I did not become fully committed to meditation where I meditate 7 days a week, most time once a day, until 2014. That was when I came to the understanding how powerful this is, and that I have been holding myself back by not participating in these practices and habits. And I tell you, there's so much centering. There is so much clarity once you identify those things. All right, so the phone lines are open, 646-915-8166. 646-915-8166. And you can call in to be part of this conversation. We are talking about finding the sweet spot to your power as an entrepreneur. Finding the sweet spot to your power as an entrepreneur. All right, so now I'm going to turn the tables a little bit, and what I am going to be speaking about now is some areas that I want you to watch out for, some pitfalls, if you may. I have found out that by working with different individuals from different walks of life, I have found out that a lot of us have shelves highly packed with different things that is holding us back. And some of us have them so neatly filed away, and every opportunity that presents itself, we pull that drawer out and we just grab onto some of those things. And I am talking about bad experiences. And sometimes these experiences are so, so painful. And if you continue to hold on to bad experiences and to painful experiences, you are not going to be able to harness your sweet spot in order to evolve to the level that you deserve to be. So, I want to share with you one of my favorite quotes from John McDonnell. And it simply says, every problem introduces a person to himself. Every problem introduces a person to himself. And I can applaud that, and I know that is true, because for every time I have a problem, I get more intimately connected with me. I learn something about me that I did not know before. So be curious about what is happening to you, and watch what is happening in your life and how you are reacting to it. How do you usually ask yourself this question? How do I usually respond to bad experience? Do I explode in anger? Does the palms of my hands get sweaty? Is my adrenaline pumping? What is happening when something happens that gives me a bad experience? Do I shrink away? What is happening? Do you shrink into yourself emotionally when you get a bad experience? Do you detach yourself from the experience as much as possible? Each of us approach these things differently. So I want for you to create that list for yourself that tells you exactly how you are operating when you are faced with a bad experience. Do you ignore it? Again, remember, every problem introduces a person to himself. So you look at it, and you might be saying, right there and then, you got an aha moment. Oh, my heavens, what an insight. Time that I encounter a painful experience, I get to know myself a little better. Sometimes I can remember in the past I get angry because I'm saying, I can't believe I allow such and such to happen. But then I get up out of my pity party right away and I start working to let that become better. I'm here to tell you that unexpected pain can stop us dead in our tracks. Yes, it does. You know, it comes from out of nowhere, as we put it, and it hits us from our blind side. That's why you hear a lot of people will say sometimes, why me? Why this happens to me? And they are simply saying that because they were not ready for what is happening in their life. You know, what do you do with that experience? Do you allow that experience to define who you are or what or who you will become? Ask yourself that question. Remember, you know yourself better than anybody else does. I tell you, if you have not yet encountered a devastating painful experience, brace yourself because it's on its way. So none of us is excluded from these things. These things happen all the time. Everybody have them. You know what makes the difference? Is how we react to those experiences. If you are wallowing in self-pity instead of learning the lesson, you are not going to be able to convert this thing into a sweet spot. But when you take the time to learn the lesson from that sweet spot, from that experience, it will help you to identify your sweet spot. You know something, a lot of times we are in our little, what I like to call cocoon, our little area where we isolate ourselves and we think, oh, poor old me, ain't nobody else is experiencing what I'm going through. Hello? You're only feeling that way because you are not hearing other people's story. Other people are not out there with a bullhorn advertising all the bad experiences that they have gone through. Instead, they take the time to learn from those experiences and say, I am not going to let these things take control over me. Here is what I am going to do. And I have a list here that I want to share with you. And this list is entitled The Pain Filing System. Everyone has a pain filing system. However, some are more damaging than others because some of us file the pain away with the result and the lessons that we learn from the pain. Others file the pain away as just the experience that they got from the pain. They did not learn any lesson from that. And you may ask yourself, what's the difference? The lesson helps us to move out of that painful setting and learn the lesson from that. What could I have done differently? What did I gain from this experience? Here is how I will approach the situation the next time. And once you do that, you file it away with the lesson learned versus the outcome of the experience from the pain. So, listen, I'm going to go over this list, and you might have a few of them on your shelf or in your filing cabinet. But here goes. I'm sharing the list, and I'm going to go slowly so that you can take inventory of what's in your pain file cabinet. The first one is the pain of inexperience. I expected instant success early in my business. I opened the business and I spent a lot of money on advertisement and everything. Nothing happened. I remember 1 year I went to a fair they have here in my town, and I spent over $900 for the space, the booth space. And I sold one book for $19.99. And to be honest, I held on. I filed that pain of inexperience. That was my first time doing that fair. My first and only time, I must add. And I filed that pain away so badly that I have not gone back as a vendor, but neither have I attended the event. And it was just last year I got to go back and be part of that event, not as a vendor, because what I have learned is that for my type of business, it is not an added value for me to be a vendor there. Had I explored the opportunities prior to paying that hefty sum to be a vendor there, I would not have been disappointed. But so that was the pain of inexperience that I had filed away. Thank God it's no longer on my shelf, because I work and I learn the lesson from that. And I've learned the lesson so well that I can even share it with other people to help them to make their decision. I am not telling them not to do it. I'm saying, here is my experience and this is what I have learned from that. The next pain that I have identify as I work with others, and some of these will be mine and some will be others, but the next pain is the pain of incompetence. You know, people will say, oh, well, oh my God, I don't think I can do this. I'm just not good at that. I didn't go to college, you know. It doesn't matter whether you went to college or not. You know, if you are capable to do something, you're capable to do it. You are competent. You got to know that God is not going to call you to do anything that you are not competent to do. You know, a large number of the people out there who are excelling, making six and seven figures, traveling the world, making a difference in people's lives, holding global platforms, running mega churches, and the list goes on and on. Surprise, you want me to tell you a secret? A lot of these people did not go to college either. They did not. They didn't go to college. But what they did, they just turned when daddy told them to go. They didn't turn around and ask him, oh, where's my college degree? They just turned up, and he made room for them. So that can happen for you as well, but you must believe that it will happen. So please, look on your shelf, and if you have the pain of incompetence file away, I want you to address that. The pain of disappointment. Oh, that's a big one for a lot of us, you know. Again, I tell you, a lot of my disappointments had to do with vending experiences. I always accept people's invitation to go to craft fairs and things like that, and even some tax sales. I've had people have tables at their church and things like that, and I go, listen, I learned the lesson that I am in the personal development space, and the people that I am looking to serve aren't found at tag sales nor craft fairs. And you see something? When I was able to learn that lesson, I tell you, I was able to just remove from my pain filing cabinet the item of the pain of disappointment. So once I identify where I need to be to identify the people that I'm looking to serve, that was no longer a concern for me. I want to welcome guest 326 to the show. The number to call is 646-915-8166. And if you yourself have identified some of your sweet spot to your power as an entrepreneur, if you are, I would love to hear from you. You can either type it in the box below or you can call again. The number is 646-915-8166. The next pain that people tend to file in their cabinet is the pain of conflict. That one is really a killer. You can spend so much energy concentrating on that unresolved conflict, and it prevents you from identifying all the other powerful sweet spots that you have in your life. Things are going to happen in our lives because life is a journey and we are not in an igloo. We are out there with people. Things will happen. Address them and move on. Do not use your valuable energy to fight with people about conflict. A lot of times I realize I must agree without being disagreeable and move on, because you'll never please everybody. People are always going to be having a beef with you. You don't need to buy into that. So you respectfully disagree with them and you move on. So don't file away in your cabinet conflict that you mold over and stew on it and stew on it. Life is too short for those things. The next item in your pain filing cabinet might be the pain of change. You don't want to change. You have been doing this thing so long, and it feels good. It looks good on paper. However, you have not grown in 5 years. And you don't want to rock the cage, so you don't want to do anything differently. You always have to do regular assessment of who you are, where you're looking to go, what experiences you are providing for your customers or clients. And that's what is important. In this industry, we all must remain fresh and fresher and better. How are we going to be able to maintain all of these things? Find out what helps you to trigger those sweet spots. Because I tell you, my sweet spots aren't yours. However, every time I embrace my sweet spot, it helps me to deliver powerful experiences to my clients. I have found out that listening, not only with my ears, but with my heart, helps me each and every time. You're probably saying to me, listen with your heart, Daphne? Yes, listen with your heart. Because I have found out for every time I listen with my heart, intuitively, I get an answer that I could not design by myself. So you need to step back, know you, study you, what makes you tick, For the people that just joined the conversation, I want you to go back and listen to the archives, and do that that little assessment that I gave you there at the front of this conversation, so you can identify your stuff and deal with them. All right? The next thing that people have filed away in their pain cabinet is the pain of bad health. Oh, I can't do this because I have this and I have the other and the other and the other. Excuses, excuses, excuses. You know, you can rise above. I don't care what it is you may have. Yes, that happens. But I tell you now, there are resources and there are healthcare professionals that can help us out of any dilemma in life. Any dilemmas in life. I tell you, I was in Walmart the other day, and I sat down to take my blood pressure. Oh, my heavens, and you know by sitting down on that stool there, there's a way for them to do your eyes. There's a way for them to do your BMI. There's a way for them to do your weight. And I'm thinking, good heavens, things has improved so much. I'm not saying that you use that to replace your doctor's visit, but I'm saying you're going shopping in there. You can stop to check. It's free to check and see what is not going the way it is supposed to go in your life, and it can help you to go visit your doctor, you know? The next pain is the pain of hard decision. Oh, my Lord, I want everybody to be happy. I cannot make that decision. Oh, people are not going to like me anymore. They're not going to bring me no coffee when they come anymore. Oh, my God, they're not going to share the Christmas recipe with me. No, 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 that is too hard. I don't want to rock the boat. Hello. Hello. You are not doing justice to people when you allow them to be slackers. Whether it's in a relationship or it's in a work situation or even some of our family members, you got to know when to step up to the plate and say, the buck stops here right now. I am not going to be a part of such and such a situation. And I am here to tell you that you will be serving them well when you decide to do that. The pain of financial loss. A lot of people will never find their sweet spot in investment again because of what they have lost in the stock market or in other investments. There is always help out there. I'm not saying it is easy because I've lost too and it is not easy. However, I have to continuously working on those things that did not work out in the past to position myself better. So pay attention to those things. Find out, excuse me, find out where you had made an error and make sure that you correct that so you don't make the error the next time. All right, I just need to to get a sip of water. Okay. Throat is good and moist now. That was a good time for you to call in, and you didn't call, so the phone lines are still open, 646-915-8166. And I want to hear from you. What are some of your hot, your sweet spots that you have been harnessing to help you to retain your clients and to just give you a prominent spot on the stage of this big world platform? Let me hear from you. Now, there are many of us who has a big, huge file on our pain filing system that deals with the pain of relationship losses. For some of us, it might be a divorce. Some of it might just be a long-term relationship that ended. What it is. Hello. We got to wake up. We got to smell the coffee. Some of us have filed it way too long. For me, I have mine on the cabinet since 1985. That's how long I have my pain of lost relationship file away. 1985, ladies and gentlemen. I don't even know how many years that is. And that has crippled me from entering into other relationships. So I decided I entered into 2014 knowing that I needed to find my sweet spot in attracting that relationship that is best for me, that will add value to me, that will help me to illustrate all the love that I have to give. I'm a loving, lovable person. However, I have been filing away far too long the pain of a relationship loss. So much so that I had reconnected in 2011. I had reconnected with my first love, reconnected with him in January, and he died in April of the same year. So the things we have in our pain filing cabinet can really prevent us and put havoc in that which we are looking to accomplish. So I am glad that after that happened, I not only did I learn the lesson from that, I have removed that from the filing cabinet and I have smashed it, because those losses are no longer going to hold me hostage or have control over me. I am free. I am free to soar in that chosen relationship that will enhance my life. I want to welcome my new friend and colleague, Friday Night Hip Hop, in the house. Thank you for coming. And if you see the topic we're talking about today, and I know you have a few sweet spots that you have used, because you just started something new based on going to the dance things with your son. So I know you understand what I am talking about in harnessing your sweet spot and using them. So if you choose to join the conversation, let me know some of your sweet spots that you're having. If the opportunity allows you to call in, you can call in at 646-915-8166. If not, you can type it and I will read what you said. The next pain point I want you to look at is the pain of not being number one. A lot of you are holding on to the fact that, oh, I've never been a winner. I can't be number one. Hey, that can change. Today can be your first day where you be number one. So you need to study what would it take for you to be number one and do those things. Do them consistently. Believe in yourself. And know that if you are not in the number one position, you are the one that is preventing you from being there. The next pain is the pain of traveling. Some people, from the day they were born, they have not left where they were born and raised. They probably go up to the end of the street, but they're not going on trains. They're not going on planes. They don't want to leave the comfort of where they were born and raised. Hey, look into that, because you are probably holding yourself back from some great opportunities. Look on what you have to offer. Look on what communities, what states, what countries will best help you to just excel in the area. I want to welcome guest 372 to the show. So, guys, let me hear from you about some of the points, some of your sweet spot that you have been utilizing. The next pain is the pain of responsibility. You are the leader of an organization. You are the founder of your new company. You know, how am I going to be able to do all of this? I can't afford a secretary. I can't afford a receptionist. And all the list goes on and on. How am I going to do that? Now, the beauty about all of this is, once you take the time to identify these things, you can list them, you can address them, you can create the list that will help you to learn the lesson from these items and then to convert them into sweet spots. I am here to tell you that some items will take longer than others. I have not arrived. I am still working on some of the things that I have filed away in my pain cabinet. However, I have learned so much more. I continue to learn every day, and I am now in a position where I can now use all the powerful lessons that I have found, all the things I have learned about me, has now become like an icing on the cake. That's why I choose to call them sweet spots to my power. Sweet spots to my power. A lot of times I hear people say, oh, that's it. That's the secret sauce. So that's the same thing I'm talking about here. Your sweet spot is also your secret sauce. You know, somebody say you have a zinger. You know what it is. Whatever you choose to call it, that's what I am talking about. And you can all use that to your advantage. So if you are just joining me, I want you to call in 646-915-8166. I want to remind all of you to visit http://www.gofundme.com/1G4M38. Please help me to provide breakfast for the students at the Carmel School. Every $5 that you donate will help us feed 3 students a day. So $5 US will provide breakfast for 3 students every morning. I want to welcome guest 383 to the show. Please call in. Let us know What are some of your sweet spots that you have been using to capture your power, whether in your everyday life or in your business?
AMD Law Group is an international law practice committed to assisting you in realizing your strategic business goals. Led by Ms. Aurelia Mitchell-Durant, Senior Managing Partner, AMD Law specializes in international business, international intellectual property, and general internet law. We also support organizations in resolving corporate compliance issues. Addressing the legal needs of technology firms and other businesses serving both domestic and international markets, we are uniquely positioned to assist both startups and long-established organizations. Although AMD seeks to proactively avoid litigation wherever possible, we are fully capable and ready to litigate on your behalf. AMD Law Group. Find us online at amdlawgroup.com or contact us at 347-699-4AMD. That's 347-699-4263. Let us help you pursue and protect your dreams.
All right. I also want to direct you to go to http://powerupforprofitspodcast.com/007-DR-APHNE-CLARKE-Hudson. And there you bigger than you and me. And right there you will hear a podcast broadcast of me that I was blessed to be one of the faculty members on that podcast. So check it out. Power Up for Profit, Power Up for Profit podcast. And I am 007. So not only do I want you to download it, but I want you to leave a comment there and give us feedback about what your thoughts are about what I've said and whether or not it was beneficial to you. Okay, so moving right along, we are talking about finding the sweet spot of your power as an entrepreneur, finding the sweet spot to your power as an entrepreneur. You know, I think for every day that I pick the microphone up, I always speak about operating in our authenticity and being our best self. And do you walk in your lane, travel your lane, not anybody else's lane? Here are a few guidelines I want you to keep in mind that is going to help you to say, well, hey, I am unique. And I can embrace the things that's happening to me and I can move on. Here is a list I want you to continue to look at that will guide you along the way. Before I do that, I want to share this quote with you. Experience isn't really the best teacher, but it sure does serve as the best excuse for not trying to do the same silly thing again. Right? And that's from Frank Hughes. Another of my favorite quote comes from Virginia Satir. And it reads, life is not the way it's supposed to be. It's the way it is. The way you cope with it is what makes the difference. All right? So that should be enough to give you some support in focus in on these points that I'm going to share with you. Life is filled with good and bad. I chose to see them as life is filled with good and things to work on. You can choose how you use that sentence. Some of the good and bad I can't control. That's life. You can all control your reaction to what happens in your life. It's not what happened to you that's important. It's how you react to it. So it's time to do the self-assessment. How have you been reacting to the things that happened in your life, whether good or bad? Some of the good and bad will find me. Hey, it's life. Again, your reaction to the things that find you is what will make the difference. If I have a positive life stance, the good and bad will become better. Again, this is just a support. How are you reacting to the things that happens in your life? You know, are you a person that sees the glass half full or half empty? You know, look on how you've been viewing the glass throughout your life. It is never too late to make a switch. If I have a negative life stance, the good and bad will become worse. So what we think about, we bring about, you know? So if it is to be, it's up to you. Reaction, reaction, reaction. Attitude, attitude, attitude. What they say, your attitude will determine your altitude in life. So since we know that, why aren't we focusing and having those both line up the way that they are supposed to line up? Therefore, I choose a positive stance. Because of all those things, it becomes a time when you have to say to yourself, I am no longer going to be doing things that way. I am choosing to do things differently. I am going forward. I'm no longer looking back. I am no longer creating excuses of all the things I don't have. Instead, I am choosing to embrace the things that I do have and make the best use of them. Is it your smile? Is it your sense of humor? Is it your laughter? Is it your warm and sunny personality? Everybody have something. What is your something? What is your something? Find out what your something is and use it. Use the heck out of it. It is authentically yours. Nobody else wants it. Nobody else has it. It belongs to you. Use it with every ounce of energy that you have and be comfortable using it. Be comfortable in your skin. Be comfortable. If you are not comfortable in your skin, nobody else is going to be. Being authentically you is the biggest sweet spot anybody have in their life. Do you. You were born to do you, not anybody else. How many times you go on YouTube and you see a little video playing there and you look on it and it has 5 million hits and all of that. And you look at it and you say, huh? Hello? The reason that happens is because that person found their sweet spot. And they worked it. They worked it. They work it unapologetic. They just work it. You know, a lot of times people want to put me in a box and they tell me I have an accent and they say I have this and I have that and the other. And hey, that's not my concern. I show up. I am doing me. I show up in my authenticity. I show up with pride. I show up happy. I show up joyful. I illustrate hugs. I give smiles. I embrace those who want an embrace. That's me. I'm not rushing over and hugging you, but I'm asking your permission. May I hug you? And if you are a hugger, you will embrace my hug, and together we embrace and we connect heart to heart, soul to soul. Find out who you are. Use those things that makes you be you. Identify them. Take the time and identify all of your sweet spots. There are some that you already have it made with, and there are others that you probably need to sharpen. It's okay. Start working on them. Start touching them up. Remember I mentioned earlier in the episode telling you to practice your craft in front of the mirror before you go? I remember years ago when I began public speaking, I would line up the dining room chairs and tables and forks and knife. When I would place the spoons and forks and everything on the dining table, I was visualizing in my mind a full auditorium. There are times when I only did the dining room chairs, couple of knives, not much, the placemats and everything. And that, in my mind, I was visualizing a workshop. So you can mentally script the result that you want. Use your sweet spot. Use your sweet spot to let your intentions be known. But I am here to tell you, the universe is so generous. And it is always, always, always like clockwork. It will always reward us. The other thing that I touched on it slightly a few minutes ago about creativity, and that one of the places that I am mostly creative is in the kitchen. So embrace and develop your creativity. Is it in the recipes? Is it in us cooking? You know, I've been cooking for a long time. And it was a couple of years ago when I was in a job when I compiled a cookbook together. We compiled a diversity cookbook with families from all over the world. We did a multicultural cookbook that we used for an event. And you can do the same thing. Look on the list of sweet spots that you have. What can you do with it? Other than using it to enhance your power as an entrepreneur, are there items there that you can document that will help others to go searching for their sweet spots and to identify them? Don't be selfish. Start to share. Although those items might not be theirs, they can find some courage in seeking deep within what their sweet spots are. A lot of times, especially as women, they shy away from what their sweet spots are because they think that, oh, I'm not good enough, or it couldn't be this, or it could not be that. And I'm here to tell you, throw that under the bus, knowing that everything about you is authentically you. The big hips that you have, the lips, everything you are blessed with is for you to use them as your sweet spot in connecting in the ways that you can. The eyes that you have is for a reason. The lips that you have is for a reason. The voice that you possess is for a reason. You're not utilizing the reasons because you are fearful of maybe past experiences or anything like that. Embrace the value in bad experience. I mentioned about that before. So I really don't want to spend any time on that now because I spoke about it. For those who will get the archive, you'll hear it there. You know, find out what lesson you learned from that and put that lesson towards working on identifying your sweet spot for your power. Make good changes after learning from bad ones. Yes. Oh, I love that. Because I am always on a high when I start to learn the lessons from my past experiences, especially the bad ones. I get such an adrenaline rush when I find out, oops, there it is. Here is what I can do differently, and it's going to give me a whole different outlook. It's like it put you high up on a pedestal, high where you can start viewing from the bottom. Now you're at the top, and you're looking at what's happening beneath you. It is powerful. It is powerful once you take the time to learn the lessons from what is happening in your life. Abandoning the road is not the end of the road unless you fail to make the turn. That's another of my favorite quote. Hey, we are going to hit valleys. We are going to hit steep plains. We are going to encounter cloudy days. We will endure rainy days, steep hills, deep, dark, dungeon valleys. However, you shall rise again. We will rise again. And how are we going to be rising again? We are going to be rising again when we take the time to identify our sweet spots and to use them to our advantages. Use them to add value to the lives of other people. Use your sweet spots to be bold in telling your story, because by telling your story is what encourages others to tell their stories as well. Take responsibility of your life. It doesn't matter where you have been. It's never over. It's not over. Do not let your past dictate who you are. Don't do it. Don't let your past dictate who you are. Learn from the experience and rise above that. You know, when I was living in the shelter with my child, every day I woke up, I got dressed. I put my makeup on, and I would go to the office where the social worker was, and I would ask to use the phone to make the calls to get the things that where I was, to get the things that will help me to move from where I was. I know that situation was temporary, and that will never define me. You know, ever so often I see a couple of these social workers that used to work at the Amos House when I was there, and we oftentimes talk about those times, and the one thing I keep hearing them tell me, you were always so different. You remember how you would get up and you would dress every day and put your makeup on. One lady said, you always look better than me. You were home and I was coming to work, but you always dress and look different. She said to me, always know you're on a mission. So ask yourself the question, what are people seeing when they look at you? Don't allow your experiences to design your outcome. Don't do it. Take the time to learn the lesson from there. Keep improving and developing yourself. Keep at it. Keep doing it. Do not allow anything to discourage you. Don't allow to do it. Don't allow anything to do that. You must believe in yourself even when no one else does. Every downfall that you have had in life is an opportunity to reach up, grab onto the bar of belief, pull yourself to your feet. Your sweet spot is in your ability to rise again. Your sweet spot is your ability to visualize that metal bar where you grab on. And even when your knees and your ankles feel as if they are fractured, you can grab onto that ball with that bar with everything you have. And you find that sweet spot in you where you grab onto it and said, I will rise. I will stand. I'll stand firm. I'll be bold in my truth. Nothing is going to knock me down again. Absolutely nothing. And I'm here to tell you, once you have that conviction within yourself, ain't no turning back. Ain't no turning back. I tell you, since I have designed a way to stay true to my sweet spots, it is just making so much room for me. My phone is ringing off the hook. My mailbox is continually full because people want a piece of what I have. They want me to be part of what they are doing. They like my message. They like my attitude. They know that what I'm sharing with my clients is working. And they want to expose me to their clientele. It's a blessing. For 20 plus years, I have been running my race. I have been staying true to that which I am called to do. And yes, 20 plus years for my overnight success. 20 plus years. I have not yet arrived, still working on it. But I'm here to tell you that I am staying true to this calling for 20 plus years. 20 plus years. And I don't know what time you have put on yours, but I'm here to share with you today to tell you, don't you ever think of quitting. Shame on you for wanting to quit. Don't quit. Stay in there. Find your sweet spot and harness them to you. Close your eyes. Visualize each of these spots and feel the energy it gives you. What are your strongest points? You know, continue working on them. You have not arrived because you have so many more potential out there. There's work for you to do. You don't need to have people's support to get the work done. Find your sweet spot, go out there, and start to do something. To do something. If people come around to help you, be glad. If they don't come around to help you, be happy and continue on the journey, knowing that this is your calling. It is not theirs. This is your calling. It is not theirs. I tell you, when I was called to form the nonprofit for the breakfast feeding program, I had no idea how I was going to do it. But I tell you, the last time I checked on that, we raised funds, $557 is the last amount I saw that was donated by 16 people. I want to thank those 16 bold people who have come to support, not only with listening to the radio, but they opened their checkbooks and they wrote a check. Some gave their cash, whatever it is that you did. I want to thank you. And I look forward to seeing you on the grounds in Jamaica when we launch the breakfast feeding program. So if you are there, if you are in an office, ask your coworkers around you to give what they can to the breakfast feeding program. And after you collect that money, I want you to go to GoFundMe.com/G4M38. Give your donation there because you and I know how important breakfast is. Breakfast is the most important meal of the day. We might be helping to build a child's nutrition and help them to learn, because who knows, they might be the next prime minister of the island. They might be the next principal. They might be the next eye doctor. They might be the next cardiologist, and the list goes on and on. We don't know what they might become in life, but what we do know is that we have a responsibility in helping them to learn and to be the best that they can be. So again, I'm just going to go ahead and thank you in advance for donating. And for those of you who have other resources that can help us, I want you to call me at 203-794-6208, and let's talk about some of the insights you have that will help us to raise the funds to feed these children at the Carmel School. And again, I want to extend an invitation for the women who are in Connecticut or in the Westchester County or Putnam County of New York. I want you to visit us at the Litchfield County Chapter, National Association of Professional Women. We are having a spring cheese and wine gathering. And we just want as many women to come out and let us just have a good old spring night together. We're going to update you on all the new things that are happening at the association. I tell you, this association has over 400 chapters and in excess of 400,000 members. We are rocking. This association is making waves on this universe. We are making waves. Women are doing powerful things. And we want you in. We want you to be part of what is taking place. I want to also invite you to join us this Sunday. I'm going to have a great story for you. I'm going to have the father who have founded Amber Smiles. He's going to be on this Sunday sharing his daughter's story. I tell you, get the Kleenex ready. Get the Kleenex ready for Sunday because you're going to need it. When you listen to what this gentleman has done, you are going to need your Kleenex. So just come with the Kleenex. You probably need to get them by the cases. All right? I also want to direct your attention to my website, DaphneClarkHudsonEmpowers.com. I want to direct you to my Twitter, at Dynamic Daphne, my Facebook fan page at facebook.com/DynamicDaphne, my LinkedIn, my Pinterest, and my Instagram is at Daphne Clark Hudson. So here I am. I'm trying to cover all the bases, and if you forget any of what I've just said, why don't you just go ahead and Google me, Daphne Clark Hudson, and you'll see everything that I'm involved in. And I want for you to connect with me there. For those of you that are listening online, please support us. Give us $5, whatever it is that you can do. Please help us feed these children. I cannot do it alone, but I know with your support, we will be able to make a difference. My prayer is that the difference that we will make there at one school will quickly be spread to the other school, because children need our support. They need our help. I know I went to that same school, and back then, my parents were farmers. That community is still predominantly a farming community. However, the young people no longer want to farm. So we can make a difference and do. I have a plan in phase two for the families of those children. However, in order for me to do that, I really need your support. I need your $5 to feed three children each morning. Three kids each morning, $5 breakfast. And if you want to put a little extra to help me to pay the cook, go ahead and do that. But right now, I need enough money to provide a hot, hot breakfast. And again, I want to remind you to download my podcast at powerupforprofitspodcast.com/07-DR-Daphne-Clark-Hudson-bigger-than-you-and-me. Check it out, download it, and tell me, leave a feedback there so I can see. Also, I want you to check out my written blog on WordPress at daphneon.wordpress.com. So check it out. Also, check out my column in the New Milford Hamlet Hub. So, the girl is trying. The girl is trying to cover all the bases and to touch all the lives. So, for those of you in Connecticut, I hope you can keep warm and dry for the rest of the day. And I know my auntie in New York spoke to me, too, and they're having rain. So be safe. And for those of you who are driving, be safe. I'm heading out on the road myself. but I will be cautious. All right, so long, stay true to your calling, and don't you forget to always use your sweet spot to help to enhance your power as an entrepreneur, because the journey is only just beginning. I want to thank Friday Night Hip Hop for coming to the show. And I know I don't know much about hip hop, but if you ever need a guest for your show, my brother, don't forget to invite the sister. So long, guys. I'll see you on Sunday night. Love you all, and there's nothing you can do about it.
What's the plight that you've called me to, the thing I'm set aside to do? I trust you, Lord, to see me through. Will you let me look in your heart? Because I believe that he's concerned about me, I just begin to say this by faith to the Lord. And I need you to grab it in your spirit and say this. Thank you for showing me and directing me, hallelujah, to my destiny. I dare you to declare it. Tell the Lord, thank you for showing me, hallelujah, and directing me. Speak to it, my destiny. Come on, you declare it to the Lord. Thank you, Jesus. I speak purpose tonight. Hallelujah. You will open that business and direct it. Hallelujah. To my destiny. I know what I'm here for. Tell the Lord, thank you.